Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 51 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. I stepped away, took a little break after the draft, but I'm back and better and ready to get into the latest Eagles news. So starting with the most exciting news of the week, the Philadelphia Eagles made another really nice offseason addition to the roster on Wednesday. The Eagles signed free agent cornerback James Bradbury on a one-year deal worth up to $10 million. According to Adam Schefter, the contract is worth $7.25 million guaranteed with another $2.5 million in upside. And we all know that the secondary was a major hole that the Birds needed to address this offseason, especially after they didn't draft a cornerback or a safety. And Howie Roseman got the job done yet again. So man, like I said, give this man his flowers. So now Bradbury will start opposite of Darius Slay. Bradbury was with the Giants the last 2 years, and he made the Pro Bowl in 2020. And over the last 6 years, he has had 15 interceptions and 82 pass deflections. Bradbury and Darius Slay are the only players in the NFL with 15 or more interceptions and 80 or more passes defended since 2016. All I gotta say, this is looking like a completely different team. In addition to signing Bradbury, the Eagles drafted N'Kobe Dean, they drafted Jordan Davis, and they also signed pass rusher Hassan Reddick and Kaiser White this offseason. And that's just on the defensive side of the ball. So let's not forget about the splash that they made trading for wide receiver AJ Brown. And so the pressure is on, especially for Jalen Hurts and defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon. The expectations are high, we know that. But I'm optimistic. I truly do believe that the Eagles are now a serious contender for winning the NFC East. We all know that the only real competition is the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm excited. I'm anxious. I know that you guys should be excited. You know, why not? After everything that the Birds have done this offseason, you should be feeling good, confident. And so now we just have to wait and see how this season pans out. Moving on. On Tuesday, it was announced that the Dolphins will host the Eagles in joint training camp practices at the Baptist Health Training Complex in Miami Gardens, Florida. The joint training camp practices will lead up to the Eagles' preseason finale against the Miami Dolphins, and that will take place on Saturday, August 27th. And all I have to say, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, this is going to be interesting. The Birds will also scrimmage against the Cleveland Browns leading up to their second preseason game, and that is set to take place on Sunday, August 21st. On Monday, the Eagles signed undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver Carrick Wheatfall. There were 19 players who tried out at the Eagles' rookie minicamp, and clearly Wheatfall stood out. He's listed as 6'2" and 185 pounds. He attended Fresno State, and in the 26 games that he played at Fresno State, he had 78 catches for 1,286 yards and 4 touchdowns. And so the Eagles now have 13 UDFAs on their roster. But that is going to be a wrap on episode 51 of Above the Nest with Rachelle. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed. There is a new BGN radio and a new NFC East mixtape. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Bleeding Green Insta and follow us on Twitter at BGN_radio. You also might as well stop what you're doing and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Rachelle Monique. And as always, thank you for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule to listen to this episode. I am so very grateful for all of you guys and gals. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we out.
EGN.